Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast. I am Dr. Augustine from Ahead to Wellness. And today is going to be a great, great topic. We're delving into a fascinating topic, your innate healing ability. Ever wondered if you possess the power to heal yourself? It's not just a mystical concept. Science has unveiled the secrets hidden within our bodies. But how do we heal? Can we measure or quantify, even unlock this potential? Well, one intriguing indicator is emerging: heart rate variability, or also known as HRV. So what is HRV? Imagine your heart like an orchestra conductor, coordinating your body's rhythms. Every beat isn't identical. A subtle dance of speeding up and slowing down keeps things in harmony. This dance is HRV, the measure of time between consecutive heartbeats. Now, practically speaking, we use a Bluetooth wireless EKG signal recording your heart and recording your unique heartbeats. You would lie down on your back, you would stand up, and then you would sit, take a deep breath in, hold your breath, bearing down, and then you do deep breathing. We then have an excellent picture of your healing ability. Why does HRV matter? I've been using HRV for over 27 years now, and it's the proof of healing ability. So low HRV is linked to stress, anxiety, and poor health, while high HRV reflects resilience, adaptability, and even increasing healing potential. What a great thing. Studies suggest individuals with higher HRV recover faster from illness, and they show improved immune system function and even respond better to healthcare. So can we boost your HRV and get you to heal? Absolutely. This is something very unique to my practice, is looking foundationally at your ability to heal. I always tell people that come in here, the curing, treating, and healing that goes on for you is not going to be from me. I am not the real doctor for you. It's actually you, and it's this special side of your brain called the autonomic nervous system. Autonomic sounds like automatic. And if we can do something to improve and boost your central nervous system and get it to improve, then guess what else follows? Is your health improves. You actually will do some healing. So here are the unique ways that I help to improve your autonomic nervous system. That's recorded by using HRV. Biocranial. Biocranial is a way to jumpstart and improve your brain function, hence the autonomic nervous system measured by heart rate variability. High voltage pulsed electromagnetic fields, number two. This is another great thing that we use, an amazing tissue restorative tool that gets people to heal like I've never seen before. So what is this, you may ask? High voltage, also known as high intensity pulsed electromagnetic fields, is a special technology that delivers to the body the exact energy that should already be inside your cells. So imagine that inside your cells are like little batteries, and these are called mitochondria. These powerhouses generate energy for you by converting your food into energy. This process can become problematic, and your energy can lessen. So every health condition and problem that you can run into, there's always a loss of charge or energy inside your cells. And since you can use this high-intensity pulsed electromagnetic field and charge your cells back up to normal, what happens? You heal. Guess specifically what organ system that we absolutely love to charge up? Your brain. Why? Because that is the start. That is where your autonomic nervous system begins. So then what if these batteries can be charged up again? Your body actually can function phenomenally. This is what high voltage PEMF actually does. It charges up cells. I actually like to call it cell exercise. Doesn't say that it cures, treats, or heals anything. Because what does that is you. And it's actually your autonomic nervous system. So my focus in practice is not to treat and cure cancer or treat and cure autoimmune disease. My focus is to get someone to restore their health, get them healthier, and we know how to do this. We charge them up. We charge up the various organ systems that are problematic and tissues. It could be a knee injury. It could be an ankle injury. It could be a liver, an unhappy liver. And we charge it up, but we also charge up the brain, give the body those tools and fuels, the nutrients to get the body to function normally. And guess what happens? People heal. Awesome thing to do. Love doing this. So, other ways that you can improve your HRV and therefore improve your autonomic nervous system is looking at improving gut health. So improving gut health removes stress off of the parasympathetic side of your nervous system, which is the rest and digest side. That in turn can improve the autonomic nervous system and your HRV score. So gut health is critical and foundational. Besides your brain, the other most profound area in your body that has parasympathetic nerve supply, the rest and digest side, is your gut. So doing things to help your gut can help your autonomic nervous system function better. So improving gut health, another way to do that is choosing better food, like the carnivore diet. No gut inflammation, all good nutrients that your body recognizes takes the stress off your digestive tract and therefore improves your autonomic nervous system and your HRV score as well. Another thing that you can do is deep breathing. Deep breathing can help you as well. Since you have baroreceptors or pressure receptors in your lungs, which are the autonomic nervous system, you can improve the sensitivity of your ANS, your autonomic nervous system, using deep breathing. Another great tool is to get better sleep. Getting better sleep removes and takes stress off of your autonomic nervous system, decreasing that sympathetic or stress side of your nervous system, the fight or flight side. So if you do that, it's going to help your autonomic nervous system as well as your HRV score. So beyond HRV, the holistic approach to healing, remember, HRV is just one piece of the puzzle. True healing involves a holistic approach. Now, focusing on nourishing your body with whole foods, quality sleep, and emotional well-being, connecting with loved ones, building a supportive community, cultivating a sense of purpose in your life, the takeaway all and doing all of these things, unlocking what heals your body. So your body doesn't necessarily have superpowers. It's about harnessing the incredible potential within you. So if you have any questions about healing or HRV, please leave them in the comments below. Subscribe for more videos on health, wellness, and unlocking your inner power. Let's build a community of empowered healers together. So I hope this video helps you, and I hope it helps you to embark on a journey of self-discovery and healing. If you'd like help with your health challenges, please contact me directly. My office phone number is 562-860-3404, or you can email me at draugustine@gmail.com. I'm also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and even YouTube. I'm also on podcasts, Apple, Spotify, as well as many other podcasting platforms. So thank you so much for watching and listening. And this is Dr. Augustine. We will see you next week. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Ahead to Wellness, in Buena Park, California.